It's a Good Friday service. As our bulletin says, and as you know, this is intended to be a service of remembrance, a sober service. Sometimes we move too quickly from this night to Easter. And so it is okay if you let yourself just sit in grief. Because as people of hope, we know that that grief is not the last story. And so I invite you to still your bodies, your hearts, your minds, and listen to the story of our Lord.
Oh, we are sheep, have fallen astray.
Tonight we remember Jesus, who though poor, or who though was rich, became poor and dwelt among us, who was mighty indeed, healing the sick and the troubled, who was as a teacher to his disciples, and he was their companion and their servant. We remember Jesus who humbled himself, obedient unto the cross. God has exalted him who has redeemed us from the bondage of sin and given us new freedom.
Thank you.
Together, let us join our hearts in prayer. Loving God, you sent Jesus Christ to save us, and yet we betrayed him. We've denied him. We've abandoned and mocked and crucified him. Have mercy, O God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us through Jesus Christ, our only hope. And help us by self-denial and by prayer, by meditation, to prepare, Lord, our hearts for a deeper penitence and for a better life. This, Lord, we pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you. He gave his back to the smiters. He gave his back to the smiters and his cheeks to them that flocked of the hair, and his cheeks to them that flocked of the hair, and his cheeks to them that flocked of the hair. He hid not his face from shame and spitting. He hid not his face from shame, from shame. He hid not his face from shame, from shame and spitting. Thank you.
We glory in the cross, O Lord. May God be merciful to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. They, meaning Jesus and the disciples, went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and he began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death, so remain here and keep awake." And going on a little further, he threw himself on the ground, and he prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." And he came and he found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not stay awake for 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into this time of trial. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is so weak." And again he went away and he prayed, saying the same words. And then once again he came and he found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy and they didn't know what to say to him. He came a third time. And he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. So get up. Let us be going. Because see, my betrayer is at hand." And we pray. And immediately while he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him, there was a crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests to the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, The one who will kiss me is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard. And so when he came, he went up and he laid his hands on him and he kissed him and he said, Rabbi. And they arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. And then Jesus said to him, Have you come out with swords and with clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I have been with you in the temple teaching, and you didn't arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled. And so all of them deserted him and fled. Together we pray. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had all gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. The high priest stood up and said, Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you? But Jesus was silent. Then the high priest said to him, I put you under oath before the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated on the right hand of power and coming on clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore at his clothes and he said, He has blasphemed. Will you still need witnesses? You have now heard his blasphemy. So what's your verdict? And they answered, He deserves death. Together we pray.
Thank you.
Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and he said to them, "You brought this man as one who was perverting people. And here I have examined him in the presence, and I have not found the man guilty of any of the charges against him. And neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they all shouted out together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us." This was the man who had been in prison for insurrection that had taken place in the city as well as for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they just kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. And so he released the man that they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder. And he handed Jesus over as they wished. Together we pray. And then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is, in the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews." They struck his head with a reed. They spat upon him. And they knelt down in homage to him. And then after mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and they put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby, one who was coming in from the country, to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Together we pray. Then they brought Jesus to that place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he didn't take it. And they crucified him, and they divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, King of the Jews. And with him, they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, Aha, you for the temple and build it back in 3 days. Save yourself and then come down from that cross. In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him, and they were saying, He saved others, but he cannot save himself. So let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and we may believe. Those who were crucified with him were also taunting him. Together we pray. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. And then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. And when it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, Listen, he's calling for Elijah. And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down. Then Jesus gave out a loud cry, and he breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who had stood facing him saw that this was the way that he breathed his last, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. Together we pray. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews didn't want the body left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because the Sabbath was a day of great solemnity. And so they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. Then the soldiers came and they broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they didn't break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. He who saw this has testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth. These things occurred so that the scripture might be fulfilled, that none of his bones shall be broken. And again, another passage of scripture that says, they will look on the one whom they have pierced. And after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and he removed the body. Together we pray. Nicodemus, who at first came to see Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes weighing about 100 pounds. And they took the body of Jesus. They wrapped it with the spices and linen cloths according to the burial customs of the Jews. And now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in that garden there was a new tomb in which no one had been laid. And so because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, and he went away.